Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are.
Good morning.
This will be airing now the first week of March, March the 4th, Monday the 4th.
Excellent. So, we're moving into spring.
Finally. We are heading in. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Interesting enough, in Colorado, March and April are the snowiest months we have.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a wild card for us out here, what yeah. March and April are like.
Yeah. It'll be generally pretty cold up there, right? Still
yes.
Chilly.
Yeah. I remember in the days of all my kids playing baseball and softball, I would be so jealous of my friends who live down south, and they're on the baseball fields and sleeveless shirts and getting their suntans, and we would pack up for every baseball game, had, you know, the number of blankets that you had your thermos of hot chocolate, and you froze for the first half of baseball season.
Yeah, yeah.
And it finally switched.
Yeah. For us, we still have actually really good skiing in March and April, particularly March. And it'll be what we call spring skiing. So it'll start to get warm. So the days will be maybe high 30s, low 40s. So it's obviously starting to get a little slushy, but it's really fun because it's not cold. It's really not cold.
Right.
But we get these great snow dumps. So the snow just keeps getting better and better, you know. And so this is a great time in Colorado where the springtime, it starts to get warmer. By the end of April, we'll start to have the buds come out of the trees and flowers and
right,
all that.
Right.
So it's a fun time. So we're excited about that. We are talking about hearing God's voice and the importance of it. And the question has come up, which we've raised and it's been raised to us. Well, how do you distinguish between the voices?
Right.
And as you're learning it, it's a very important question. All we can tell you is that you will. Mm-hmm. It will be clear and we'll help you understand why. And it'll be practicing. And it is helpful to have inner circle around you to facilitate that because remember, we have our sin nature.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two elements that we need to keep understanding. One, we tend to gravitate back to the self.
Right.
The self means I have a will.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I would like my will to be done, and I try to reinforce it. Dave Dunkel, a good friend of ours, he says it this way. And we experience this a lot because we do a lot of joint discipling of executives. He'll say, you're shopping for a yes. Even when we say we can't confirm it,
right.
A lot of people say, well, yeah, but three other people said yes. And Dave said, well, you're shopping for a yes.
Mm-hmm.
So don't shop for a yes. Go back to purity. You know, what do you have to say to me? And be willing to receive it and have good people around you, which Dave and I can serve as we're not going to bring our agenda to it.
Mm-hmm.
All we're going to do is say, we can confirm it. We can't confirm it. Stay with it. Keep going until you get there. And we'll know when you get there, and so will you. And God will reinforce it for you that you'll hear his voice. You won't rely on us. We'll just be there to help you. So it's kind of an important thing of, you know, what it means to learn and to have really good people around you that are going to do that. The second thing that's important is that, and God says this in Isaiah 55, he says, my ways are not your ways.
Mm-hmm.
My thoughts are not your thoughts. They're way loftier. They're they're grander. I'm going to be doing things that you can't imagine. And so don't limit and box in the answers in your own natural way.
That's so good.
And come to a conclusion of what you think is a good idea, as opposed to what I'm going to show you are secrets. I'm going to show you grand things. I'm going to show you supernatural things,
right?
You know, that only I can do. I think I told the story of this kid, Darren, who's had a ski accident, unconscious, and with his parents, we were seeking, father, because the doctors kept saying he's going to die. He's going to go home.
Right.
There's no hope for him. And we just said, well, first of all, we don't accept that. Per se, if it's true, we understand that. And so, and because of what happened with Michelle, hey, parents, are you willing to receive God's will? You know, yes. And so we got together at the hospital. They were being told he may not make it very much longer. And so, are you willing to receive God's will? Yes. So I said, why don't we pray that we need, instead of us logically coming to a conclusion in our box,
right?
Your ways are way different than that. So, you know, what do you have to say about that? And we're going to receive it, but we do need to know what your will. Which way are we supposed to go? Are we supposed to pray that he gets easy transition to go be with you? Hallelujah. Sad for us. Dave Dunkel said it. He just said it about it. We're doing this with another person right now, doing the same thing, seeking God's will. And this person is involved. And Dave said, if God's taking you home, we rejoice for you.
Right.
If he's keeping you here, we rejoice for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's like, oh my goodness, you know, what a great way to look at that, you know? And so, you know, we're praying, and Father, show us your will. And when Linda and I get in the car, and I think I shared the story, is, you know, up on my heads-up display comes healing way is ahead. And it stays with the whole car the whole way home. And Father, is that what you're saying? Because he can do things. He can say things. You know, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Just be willing to receive it.
Right.
And we said, that's not anything logical. Is that you saying that? Yes. And by the way, and this is really cool, is ever since that moment, and we all said, so is that what you're saying? Yes.
Is that what I'm to be praying?
Yes. Can I tell the parents that? Yes. Can I tell the grandparents that? Yes. I said, okay, we're going to pray that way. We heard it. Let's pray that way. So we do. And over the next couple weeks, he gains all of his own body functions back. They take the machines off one at a time.
Wow.
And he's gaining them all back. Now he's able to have an MRI because now they can move him down to the equipment.
Right.
Without damaging him. So, hey, parents, you want to do that? We'd like to do that, find out about his brain situation. And they almost like, I'm not sure we want to know. And if it's negative, we don't want to be discouraged, and we don't want the medical team to be discouraged, because it's not going to really change what they do anyway at the moment. So maybe we shouldn't know. And so he says, what do I do? Well, I said, let's go ask God. And let's ask it together. And I said, you got to take away all your logic. Don't justify anything. Don't look at anything. Just a pure question. Father, you know, what do you have to say? And then I'll ask the same thing. So he does. I said, what'd you get? He says, God said, go ahead and do it. I said, that's what I heard. Go ahead and do it. And I said, truth is always good. And God just said, discover the truth. Don't be afraid of the truth. He said, it doesn't mean that's the answer. Just get the truth.
Right. Okay. It's a piece of information.
And I said, okay, we got it. So they do. They sent him down to MRI. Came back this week, actually. And guess what? No brain damage.
Wow.
Wow. And the doctors are saying it's miraculous. We can't believe it. There's no even We know he had times of deprivation of oxygen, and when you do, your brain is damaged. None of that.
Wow.
And they said, so we're now on a place to get him back to consciousness. And he doesn't have any brain damage. It's like, wow, you know, amazing, remarkable, you know. And so God's ways are not our ways. And so that's the reason that we're always desiring, willing, and wanting to hear God's voice, because I don't want to get myself in the way. And I want to know what your grand way is, which is going to be different than what I thought.
Right, right.
So that's what we do. And so he said, how do you distinguish? He said, well, ask, seek, and knock. He also tells us here in John 10, there's something about the quality of the voice. So go to John 10, 1-5, and then verse 26 and 27.
Sure. It says, most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of the strangers.
And then 26 and 27.
Sure. But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me.
Yeah. So he says, my sheep know, and the word there, and that's, you know, we gave this tribute to Henry Blackaby, is experience the life of my voice. They know my voice. They don't know about my voice. They actually know my voice. They experience my voice. And he said, my sheep will know that. Okay, now, if I'm hearing his voice, what is he doing?
He's speaking.
He's speaking. And he says, my sheep will follow. He says it twice. My sheep will follow me. I know them by name. I call them by name. I have a unique path for them. And when I lead them, what do the sheep do?
They follow.
Because why? I know the voice of the shepherd. Okay, I'm following him. And I hear it, I know it, and I'm following it. And so, and he says a very important statement. They will not follow what?
It says
the voice of a stranger.
Yeah.
I will not follow the voice of a stranger because they don't recognize that voice, and they know the difference of what that means. And so he said it's a beautiful natural process, and you know the voice of the shepherd, and you know any other voice is not the voice of the shepherd. And it's not fuzzy. It's not. Okay, now there's two interesting things about that. If you're going to know anybody's voice, what is required?
You have to actually spend enough time with them to be familiar with what it sounds like.
You got to learn to be familiar with what it sounds like. And pretty soon, you now know. So,
and you can pick it out of the crowd.
Yeah. So do you know Dan's voice?
Absolutely.
Do you know when it's not Dan's voice?
Absolutely.
How did you get to know that?
Just by spending time with him.
By spending time. And so the second piece of it is to spend time, and over that time, it's now recognizable, and see, when say, well, how do I know God's voice? I say, well, are you married? Yes. Do you know the voice of your spouse? Yeah. Do you ever have any doubt when you know that it's the spouse and not the spouse?
Right.
No. How did you do that?
Right.
I spent time with him.
Just spent time.
And I knew it. Okay. Now, think about a baby. And this is really, and you can prove this out. It's kind of fun. If you have a baby or a grandbaby, they can't express mm-hmm. back at all because they don't have the ability to talk yet. But if you walk in the room, a parent that's been there all the time, and they've mm-hmm. listened to the voice, and you say something, they turn to you.
Yep.
I know who that is, and I recognize who that is.
Mm-hmm.
A stranger can say the same words,
right.
and they don't turn at all. Why? Well, because I know the difference between a voice mm-hmm. of my parent that's talking to me all the time, and all I've been doing is just in their presence,
mm-hmm.
learning the sound of that voice. And then it, as time goes on, they can express it. They can then talk back, and it even gets better. I know when mom and dad are talking to me.
right.
And when or not, you know. And then he said, so it's practice. What are you hearing? What are you understanding? And you do have people around you that keep helping you. And you even said it, is when you're seeking God's will, ask, seeking, and knocking. One of our roles is to say, yep, you're hearing. That's God. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's God. And you say, okay. And then you get used to it. Pretty soon, you don't need to ask.
Mm-hmm.
I hear God. I know the difference. I see the difference. Okay.
Right.
Another example for me is Linda and I were at the Biltmore in North Carolina. And they have sheep there.
Mm-hmm.
And they invited us to a demonstration. And it was a shepherd with a sheepdog.
Oh, cool.
And there's sheep out there. And the shepherd and the sheepdog, by the way, which is really our role, is what do you have to say to me and what instructions do you give me? The sheepdog would come and look at the shepherd, sometimes would jump up in the air, get eye level, and the shepherd would make a statement, go do this,
mm-hmm.
and he would go do it. And then he'd do the instruction, come back. And then the shepherd would say, go do this, and he'd do it. Okay, so he said, sir, and I'm standing next to him. He said, here, come here.
Mm-hmm.
You heard what I just said to the sheep, right? Yep. Okay, the sheepdog. I want you to give the same instruction to the sheepdog.
Right.
And let's see what happens. Okay. And I give the exact same words.
Right.
Nothing.
I love it. I love it.
He just looks at me like, I don't know you.
mm-hmm.
And so I'm not following you. Why? Because I don't know your voice.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the word. But I know it's not my shepherd.
Right.
I'm not following anybody but my shepherd. And then he said, okay, now I'm going to give him the same thing, instruction that you just gave him, that he did nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say the same words. Let's see what he does. Same words, goes off and does it.
Mm-hmm.
Why? He said, do you understand something? He knows my voice. He doesn't know yours. And it was like, I got it. It's... Practice. Be in his presence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it starts with being in his word, hearing what he has to say, ask, seek, and knock,
right.
confirmation, having people around you. Yep, that's his voice. Yep, that's his voice. And pretty soon, as Jesus said, you will not have any difficulty
mm-hmm.
knowing the difference between me and everybody else. You won't follow anybody else but me because you'll know my voice. How?
Right.
Practice.
Yeah. As you say that, I am reminded of Psalms 1:1-3.
Yeah.
And I'll just read that if you don't mind. Real quick. It says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. In his law, he meditates day and night. So this is where his focus is, eyes locked on the king, right? He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
Yeah.
And I just think there's such beautiful promises there in exactly what you're talking about. As we learn to discern his voice and hear his voice by meditating on his law and staying in his presence and fixing our eyes on him, we are able to hear his voice, and there are promises of fruit in its season out of that.
Right.
And it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And the neat thing about God is, think about his disciples, is that, you know, come and follow me. Well, they didn't know him at
yeah.
all. Okay, we got to learn
to come and be with me.
You got to learn to hear me. And they did. They learned it. Took them 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
They got then the Holy Spirit, but that continued. Mm-hmm. They were used to hearing his voice. The Holy Spirit was the same voice.
Yeah.
And they were used to that. Yeah, I got it. No problem. Why? Well, it took 3 years to learn it. I mean, so mm-hmm. it keeps getting refined. Don't be frustrated. There's not a system to it. It's relationship.
Right.
And the question is, am I understanding the difference between his voice and every other voice?
Mm-hmm.
And if you have people around you and you practice, by the way, you can email us and say, you know, here's what I got a situation. Could you help me confirm something? We can.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to. Okay, there's one other element that he tells us. Go to 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 21.
Sure. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 21 says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. But do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast what is good.
Yeah. So he's saying, don't quench the Holy Spirit. Now just think about that. In what way would you quench the Holy Spirit?
Basically say, I'm just going to disregard it.
I'm going to disregard and I'm not going to pursue mm-hmm. hearing God's voice.
Yeah.
He said, well, I want to have something to say to you. And you quench it by saying, I don't want to hear it.
Right.
So keep wanting to hear it. He said, let others prophesy into you.
Mm-hmm.
And prophesy is truth-telling and foretelling. So that let them join you in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And recognize that my voice is also in them,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to speak to you and reinforce my voice in you, so do that. And then he said, test everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when it says test everything, what does that mean?
That's really, you know, holding it up against his word, against what his scripture says, and making sure, and asking him, you know, is this what you're saying? Is
yeah.
there anything that we're missing?
Yeah.
You know?
Is this... your voice, because it lines up with what truth already is and things I've mm-hmm. already learned.
Right.
And does it line up with that?
Right.
you test it and you keep testing it. And you're always willing to go back to the word, just like the couple that, you know, has a conflict and the husband has a lot of negative energy, anger about it. My question is, are you hearing God's voice?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think so, and blah, blah, blah. I said, well, wait a second. I think you ought to test that, because you want to go off and do this,
mm-hmm.
and you're getting ahead of the first step, which is your heart getting right with God. Let's test that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what the word says. And I said, here's what the word says. How does that line up with what you're feeling and doing? He said,
right.
It doesn't.
Right.
And to his credit, he said, yeah, you're right. I received that. I need to test this first, and then let's go further. And so he says, ask, seek, and knock. Practice. Start to receive, know, and have clarity. I am learning what the difference is between God's voice and every other voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm only going to follow God's voice.
Right.
And then if I need to, and I will, I'll keep testing it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not sure, I do this all the time. You know, God, even when he showed me that thing about the heads-up display, about healings on his way.
Like, are you saying?
Can I have confirmation that that's you? Mm-hmm. And I'm in dialogue.
Right.
Yeah, that was me. Do you recognize how supernatural that was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You think it wasn't me? No, I think it was.
Right.
That's me. Yep. Can I trust it? Yep. Test it. And he doesn't mind. That's okay.
Right.
Keep going, but don't quit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't stop, or don't decide on your own. What it is, are you hearing God's voice? And so he said, you know, ask, seek, and knock. Keep practicing hearing my voice, and then test it. And as you do, it doesn't take long. Pretty soon you know the difference. That when the sheep hear God's voice, it's not like 3 years later. It's just several days, a couple of weeks. I know their voice, and I know how to follow it, and now I know who to follow, who not to follow. And that's what God keeps saying to us is, it's beautiful, it's easy, and the requirement, you're going to have to spend time with me.
and bring
life stuff to me and let me speak to that life stuff. So, Father, we thank you that the sheep hear your voice. We know the difference between your voice and every other voice, and we're not going to follow anybody else. We're only going to follow you. And so we just pray that we'll learn it, we'll experience it, we'll have the joy of it, and we'll have the willingness to stay in, ask, seek, and knock, and test it, and be confirmed that it's your voice. And we praise you and thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, and thank you for joining us, everyone. If you have questions about today's podcast, be sure to send them to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments, and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.